there's been an overzealousness on the part of security agencies in Nigeria and the INEC officials to please the winners of the presidential election. Whether they're doing this because they want to retain their jobs or they're doing this because they're being threatened to, that is a million-dollar question. But for us, we are greatly appalled that having been in power for 16 years and sustained democracy, the whole thing has been lost in this last gubernatorial election just because of the eagerness and the zeal of the security agencies and the INEC officials to please the winners of the presidential election.
I don't know if I understand correctly, but your party is in power right now. Are you saying the security people has something to do with the results of the election, or the Nigerian people rejected your party?
No. Listen, we lost the presidential election narrowly. If you remove two states, Kano and Katsina, we won the presidential election. But we accepted, our president considered, irrespective of irregularities. But that's not what we have seen. In a state like Imo State, we've seen brazen rigging by the APC. The security agencies have aided them. Even INEC officials have aided them. And votes have been turned. When things are done in the local area, it's overturned. We've seen a new brand of politics where INEC has decided in Zamfara, in Plateau, in Abia, in every other state, to reject the elections in the PDP strongholds, while the results from the APC strongholds have been upheld.
We spoke to an official of the APC, the opposition party that won, saying that Nigerian people rejected bad governance. I mean, blaming your party for bad governance and also for insecurity. Do you think the people rejected bad governance?
Let us forget about that argument. In a state like Plateau State, we won the presidential elections. It came to gubernatorial elections. INEC manipulated the results, and then APC won. In a place like Imo State, we returned the three senatorial candidates. We returned 8 out of 9 House of Rep members. Then it came to gubernatorial elections. Then pickers have been banded and changed. Is that democracy? Is that rejection by the Nigerian people? No, that's rejection by the powers that be, the new powers, the new lords of the manor. In Nigeria, the security agencies, the INEC officials, are in so much of a hurry to please the government that is coming in.
Did the PDP complain to INEC about what you're saying?
Yes, we complained to INEC. We complained in Abia State. They promised that they reversed the local government only for today, for them to turn and disallow some other local governments again, different from the ones that complained against. Something unique that this INEC has introduced in Nigerian politics, inconclusive election. We now have it in about 3 or 4 states. Inconclusive. What's this inconclusive election? Every election is inconclusive. Is it magic? Is it trading? Is it buying and selling?